A home and some outbuildings were destroyed in a fire in Waltham on Friday night, but both residents and their dog escaped without injury. The Waltham Fire Department received a call at around 8:06 on Friday evening that a home located at 648 Waltham Boulevard, also known as Highway 148, was ablaze. According to Fire Chief Larry Perry, the first truck was on scene by 8:17 p.m. and the structure was fully involved when they arrived. He said that the garage behind the building was where the fire started and quickly spread to the home. Perry called for reinforcements from the Pontiac West and Mansfield Fire Departments, who both responded with trucks, and they were on the scene extinguishing the blaze until about 4 a.m. the following morning. The garage and the home were destroyed, as well as a nearby outbuilding, despite their efforts to contain the spread.
Of course, we immediately took up the fight with the fire, and you know, we had one building heavily involved, being the residence. Well, what happened was the garage / storage building, just to the rear of that building and to the left, if you're standing in the front, it was the center of the fire, where the fire started, and it got so hot that it ignited the back of the residence, and it also ignited the whole area behind, where there was all kinds of vehicles, the older vehicles and things, and all kinds of materials there. That, and then it got into the forested area, and it was spreading east and west across the back there, so it was going to be and was a big threat to other nearby buildings, other nearby residences. So we had to hit the initial target, and we had to also contain the spread.
Perry said that they were called back to the site later in the morning to put out some smoldering wreckage, which he said was a common occurrence.
And then we got a recall in the morning, because the residence that took the most damage, it rekindled slightly in the eaves. There was a little bit of flame coming out of there, so of course someone noticed that, called us, and we went back. Dealt with that. That's common in a severe fire like that. You think and you hope you got it all, but it's into so many little cracks and crevices that, you know, you can't be 100% sure.
Perry said that the cause of the blaze was not deemed suspicious. Homeowner Dan Amwiot was at his home inspecting the damage Tuesday afternoon and said that he and his wife Lynn Dempsey have lived on the property for 34 years. He said that they have purchased a camper trailer to park at the site while they wait for their insurance. He said that he was surprised by the response to a GoFundMe campaign started by members of Animal Aid Pontiac.
It's a nice big camper, paid $7,000 for it. But here my wife, she usually donates, we have yard sale, that's what we're getting ready for. And she does a lot of donations to Animal Aid. And here, the lady from Animal Aid started a GoFund for her yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
They raised the money in no time flat, and I don't like accepting money from anybody, but my boss the same. He gave me money and that, and I said, I don't like that, but he said, I do it the same. You know, I do the same for somebody else, but I'm just not used to it.
For sure.
I've never been on this end of the rope, so.
You can find a link to the GoFundMe on our website. FrequencyNews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.